All right, welcome in. This is the Chord Stab Stacks Masterclass for Pirate Radio Energy, inside Ableton Live, aimed at intermediate drum and bass producers. The whole vibe we're chasing is that feeling of a signal bursting through. Punchy at the front, chunky in the mids, a little halo of stereo air, and then that band-limited broadcast grime underneath. And the big rule is this: the stabs need to hype the groove without stealing space from the drums and the bass. If your stab sounds sick solo but your drop collapses, that's usually why. By the end, you'll have a ready-to-drop instrument rack called Pirate Stab Stack with four main layers, plus macros to control bite, length, grit, width, tone, and a reverb send vibe. Then we'll program two simple patterns that feel like classic call and response, and an 8-bar DJ-friendly hype loop. Let's build it. First, quick session setup. Put your tempo at 172 to 176 BPM. Keep the groove straight for now. We'll add swing later. Create a MIDI track and name it Stabs, and put a utility at the very end of the chain as a reminder that we're going to check mono and gain stage properly. For levels, here's a target that keeps you out of trouble. Get your stab bus peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB before any mastering. Stabs can get spiky fast, and once you start saturating and resampling, you'll be glad you left headroom. Next, choose a chord language that actually screams D&B. Pirate Radio Energy tends to live in minor, suspended, and slightly jazzy voicings. Let's use F minor as a working key. Try F minor 9. F, Ab, C, Ib, G. That's a classic roller chord. F minor 7 is darker and more stable. F, Ab, C, Ib. F sus 2 is ravey and unresolved. F, G, C, and DB major 7 is a great uplifting contrast. DB, F, Ab, C. Here's a tip that saves you hours. Don't overthink harmony. Write one stab that's an eighth note or a quarter note, then duplicate it into a rhythm. The magic is the sound, and the rhythm more than some super complex chord progression. Now the real build, the stack. Drop an instrument rack on your stabs track. Create four chains and name them layer A, layer B, layer C, layer D. Each layer has a job. If you know the job, you'll make better choices and you'll stop piling on random processing. Also, a coaching note before we dive in. Decide the end roll of your stab right now. Is it a lead hook, a percussion accent, or a texture bed? That choice determines decay time, width, and brightness. A lot of intermediate producers build a perfect stab stack and then wonder why it fights everything. Usually it's because it's trying to be all three rolls at once. Layer A is the transient, the bite. This is the front edge that reads on small speakers and cuts through breaks. On layer A, load operator. Use oscillator A as a square or a saw. Pitch it up an octave, coarse plus 12. Then set the amp envelope, attack basically instant, 0 to 1 millisecond. Decay around 90 to 150 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, so it's not holding. Release around 30 to 60 milliseconds. Then add auto filter set to a high pass, 24 dB slope. Put the cutoff somewhere like 350 to 800 Hz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%, so there's a defined click tone. Then add saturator with 3 to 6 dB drive, soft clip on. And keep this layer quiet. If you can obviously hear the click as its own sound, it's probably too loud. It should feel like the stab suddenly has a sharper outline. Layer B is the body. This is the chord you actually perceive as the chord. This is usually where the character lives, and also where masking happens if you're not careful. On layer B, use wave eatable. Set unison to classic, amount around 20 to 40%, voices 2 to 4. Pick a waveform that has some harmonics, not pure sine stuff. Choose a filter like MS2 or PRD. Then create a filter envelope pluck, attack at 0, decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds, sustain at 0, and envelope amount around 20 to 40%. That gives you that whoomp of movement at the front without needing reverb to do all the work. Amp envelope on the body. Attack 0 to 5 ms, decay 250 to 450 ms, sustain off, release 80 to 150 ms. You're designing a stab, not a pad, so sustain stays down. Then EQ 8. High pass it around 120 to 200 Hz. This is non-negotiable in D&B. Your sub and re zone the 20 to 120 zone. If you keep lows and stabs, you'll fight your bass, you'll fight your kick, and you'll lose headroom. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs more presence, do a small boost around 1.5 to 3k Hz. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 ms, release auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not crushing it. We're just stabilizing the body so it's consistent hit to hit. Quick teacher trick here. Think two-stage envelope, front plus tail. Layer A plus the filter pluck on layer B is your front edge. Tail will be resample plus reverb return later. That mindset keeps your groove punchy while still giving vibe. Layer C is air and stereo halo. This is where you get width and shimmer, but if you mess up here, your stab will vanish in mono or get facey in clubs. On layer C, load analog or another instance of wave-eatable. Use something bright, sawish, but filter it. Add auto filter low pass 12 dB. Cutoff around 6 to 10 kHz. This keeps it airy without becoming fizzy. Add chorus ensemble. Chorus mode. Amount about 20 to 35%. Rate around 0.25 to 0.45 Hz. Keep it slow. We want width, not wobble. Then add utility. Set width somewhere like 140 to 170%. But we're going to be checking mono later and adjusting. If you have bass mono available, set it around 200 Hz. If not, just make sure this layer is high-passed enough so it's not contributing low-mid width. This layer should feel like radio shimmer, not like white noise tearing your ears off. Now layer D. Dirt. Pirate Radio resample texture. This is what makes it feel like a sampled rave stab that's been abused by gear, time, and dodgy transmission. Here's the method. Resample inside Ableton. Solo layers A through C briefly. Create a new audio track called Stab Resample. Set audio from to your stab's track. Post FX, or just choose resampling depending on your routing preference. Record a few hits and do a few different velocities. Give yourself options. Now take that recorded audio and drop it into Sampler on layer D. Now you've got a stab that already has your stack baked in, which means this layer will glue with the others naturally. Process it like a pirate transmitter. Add redux. Downsample around 2 to 6, bit reduction around 10 to 14, and voeasy. It's seasoning. Add auto filter in bandpass mode, 12 or 24 dB. Set the band somewhere like 800 Hz to 3.5 kHz. Add resonance around 20 to 35% so it has that nasal broadcast focus. Add overdrive. Set the drive frequency around 800 to 1.5 kHz. Drive 15 to 35% and keep the tone on the darker side. Optionally, add frequency shifter in ring mod mode. Fine 5 to 20 Hz. Dry slash wet 5 to 15%. This gives that unstable, urgent signal is stressed feeling. Blend layer D low. If it becomes the whole sound is too much, you want it to whisper broadcast grime underneath the clean stab, not replace it. Now, after the rack, we're going to glue the whole thing with bus processing. This is important because if each layer is cool but they're not behaving as one instrument, it won't punch right. First, EQ 8 on the stab bus. High pass around 140 to 220 Hz. If your mix is dense, go steeper. If it's harsh, notch around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. And if you want darker DNB energy, do a gentle shelf down above 10 kHz. Dark doesn't mean dull, it means controlled. Next, saturator. Drive 2 to 5 dB. Soft clip on. If it's too crunchy, don't force it. Back off global drive and push a little more dirt on layer D instead. That keeps the core chord readable. Then drum bus. Yes, on stabs, drive 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10. Transients plus 5 to plus 15 if you need smack. Boom usually off. You're not trying to add low end here. Then utility again. Set width around 100 to 130% on the full bus. And use the mono button to check. If your stab disappears in mono, the fix is almost always reduce layer C width, reduce chorus amount, and make sure the body layer is carrying the actual musical information. Extra coach habit, put a spectrum or a meter right after this and treat it like a dedicated stab control view. Regularly check mono, watch peak consistency across velocities, and be suspicious if energy piles up around 200 to 350 Hz. That zone is classic mix fog. Now let's make it move. Rhythm, velocity, and a touch of swing is what turns a chord into a weapon. Try a two-bar call and response. For pattern A, the call, it's on 1, 1 and, 2 and, 3 and 4 and. For pattern B, the response, it's on 1, 2, 2A, 3 and 4. If you're not sure what 2A means, that's the 16th just before the end of 3. It's that little cheeky pickup that makes the rhythm talk. Now velocity, make beat 1 strong, like 110 to 127. Off beats around 70 to 100. Ghost stabs down at 35 to 60. Especially if you let layer D peek through. Those quiet hits can feel like distant radio flickers, which is perfect for this theme. If you want a more advanced, super musical trick, Map velocity to the layers. Higher velocity equals more layer a click, a little more layer C width, and a slightly brighter bandpass on layer D. Then your ghosts automatically feel small and far away, and your accents feel like full power transmission without you changing MIDI notes. Add groove subtly. In the groove pool, try MPC 16 swing around 57 to 63 and apply it at 10 to 25%. D&B doesn't need heavy swing to feel human. A little goes a long way. Now space. We're not going to drown the stab and insert reverb, because that shrinks your drums and smears the groove. We're going to use ascend. Create return track a called stab verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Algorithmic mode. Decay 1.2 to 2.4 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 ms. High pass the reverb at 250 to 500 hz. Low pass around 7 to 10 khz. Then put a gate after the reverb. Adjust threshold until the tail chops rhythmically. Keep the return short. This is that old school gated splash that feels like jungle and rave records without turning your mix into soup. Send your stabs to this return around 10 to 25%, depending on how busy the track is. Remember, in a dense drop, less reverb often sounds bigger because the transient stays clear. Next, sidechain so the groove keeps rolling. Put a compressor after your stab bus. Turn on sidechain. Choose the kick as the input. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 2 to 8 ms. Release 80 to 150 ms. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Tune the release so it breathes with the tempo. If it pumps awkwardly, it's usually the release time. Optionally, sidechain lightly to the snare too, especially if your snare is a big 2 and 4 that needs to remain the main event. Now arrangement. This is where you get the pirate radio narrative instead of just a loop that repeats forever. Build an 8-bar hype loop. Bars 1 and 2. Keep stabs sparse and filtered. You can even automate a bandpass on the whole rack, so it feels like it's coming through a small speaker at first. Bars 3 and 4. Add response stabs and raise the reverb send a bit. Bars 5 and 6. Bring layer D up a touch and make the gate tighter so it feels urgent. Bars 7 and 8. Go double time with 8th notes for lift into the drop. Two key arrangement tricks that keep stabs exciting in D&B. First, sometimes keep them off the downbeat so they don't fight the kick. Second, add a 1-bar mute gap every 8 or 16 bars. That tiny silence refreshes the ear and makes the next stab hit feel like a reload. If you want an even more pirate scanning the dial intro, do a tuning scan. Start heavily bandpassed and quiet. Then automate the bandpass center upward over 4 to 8 bars, and only open the stereo width at the end. That creates story without adding new sounds. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can catch them fast. This audio version is shortened for playback.